The Federal Communications Commission, media organizations, and public interest groups go to court today in Philadelphia to argue over media consolidation. But there's one group that may not be heard, independent musicians. They do have an advocate. Her name is Jenny Toomey, and for 4 years she's been a voice for the little guy or girl. NPR's Netta Ulaby prepared this report.
Thank you, Mr. Stern. Ms. Toomey?
Good morning.
She began her testimony at an FCC hearing on broadcast ownership rules last year by saying, "My name is Jenny Toomey, and I'm a rocker." Toomey is also executive director of the Future of Music Coalition.
For the past 3 years, the Future of Music has worked on issues from webcasting to healthcare, but one issue unites our entire constituency, and that's lack of access to the radio.
That constituency is musicians, independent, local, working musicians like her. Toomey says in all of the ongoing clamor about protecting copyright and music piracy, the vast majority of musicians have been left out of the debates between lawmakers and the music industry.
Musicians and artists in general, but musicians in particular, are very poor, iconoclastic, hard-to-organize community. And because they're not organized, and because they are poor, no one ever really does much research to actually figure out what's going on there.
That research is what the Future of Music Coalition does. Until the organization started 4 years ago, not many people seemed to care about ordinary musicians and their place in a landscape overrun by new technologies and consolidation. Toomey understands because she's been there and a few other places.
No one would have thought with a philosophy and an English degree from Georgetown I would end up, you know, running a punk label for 10 years. And then from running a punk label, you'd never think that I would get a job at the Washington Post. And from that, you'd never think that I'd walk away from it to just start an activist organization.
That's actually just a fraction of Jenny Toomey's story. After starting her first band at Georgetown University, Toomey became a fixture in Washington, D.C.'s punk and riot girl scene. Her band Tsunami gained some national attention in the early 1990s. When this music became fashionable in mainstream circles, the scene in D.C. changed.
I like to call those days the chump days because everybody kind of felt like they were chump if they weren't getting offered a deal.
Toomey says many local musicians who made their names with anti-corporate punk began courtships with major labels.
I am not immune to the feelings of chump, you know, and I definitely thought, all right, well, you know, I'm going to do a solo record.
And she was determined to sign with a major. Toomey started working with someone she calls one of the entertainment industry's biggest attorneys.
It was really interesting to have these sort of meetings because my thought was there's, you know, 100,000 people working for these companies. There's got to be 20 that are trustworthy, respectable, or whatever. And I remember saying something like this to this attorney, and she sort of looked at me like I was Pollyanna, some sort of crazy idiot.
The deal never happened, but Toomey came out of the experience with a new set of contacts and a renewed interest in the mission she began when she and Kristen Thompson founded their own record label.
We tried to encourage bands on our labels and others to do their business themselves, you know, book some shows, do some recording, don't get a manager, you know, try and manage your own business.
Thompson is a former bandmate of Jenny Toomey's from Tsunami, and she's still her best friend. Their label was called Simple Machines, and it produced something that became a do-it-yourself classic.
We've had this booklet that we published called The Mechanic's Guide to Putting Out Records, Cassettes, and CDs.
That booklet took readers through the steps of recording, producing, and marketing music, and Thompson says while the label was in business, they sold some 10,000 copies.
But we also had a digital version later on that was posted on a website, and that, I think, has had over 400,000 downloads.
The Mechanic's Guide is still available for free on IndieCenter.com. All of this activism led to bigger things. Thompson still campaigns for music industry reform, although she's married to a Clear Channel executive. And every year, Toomey organizes conferences that bring together sectors of the music industry that don't usually talk. FCC commissioners, musicians, professors, and recording industry honchos, like Hillary Rosen, former head of the Recording Industry Association of America.
There are a lot of choices for artists today, and nobody is pulling them kicking and screaming to sign with a major label.
Rosen appeared at a panel sponsored by the Future of Music Coalition in 2001 that also included a spokesman from Napster, the old Napster, and rapper Chuck D. Toomey thinks putting industry, legal, and academic types together with musicians helps keep everyone honest. Ian McKay of the band Fugazi says Toomey's zeal is persuasive.
She's a missionary, you know? She desires to humanize what has turned into a largely inhuman industry.
Jenny Toomey still performs, often at benefits with like-minded musicians such as Steve Earle. But she says her activism comes at a price.
Well, I don't do a lot of music now. I don't.
Toomey's last album was released over a year ago, and she still hasn't had time to promote it. The paradox for her, Toomey says, is she has more to say now as a musician.
I don't believe the myth anymore that if I don't write that record this year, I'll never write it. My most recent records, written both since I was 30, are better than the records I wrote when I was younger, are more sophisticated, are more, take more risks. And you'll drive him to some hotel where he'll have to blame it all on you because he forgot to take the that the doctors warned him to.
For now, Toomey says, it's more important to speak out on behalf of her fellow musicians than to sing her own songs.
And I think in some ways that's one of the main reasons why I put the music down a little bit, because I feel like there are not a lot of people who've had this many years of experience being both a musician and an activist, and that we really need music activists right now.
You don't always serve the art you love best by making it. Jenny Toomey wants to make making music better. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
Songs from Toomey's latest CD are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Don't expect him to like your mother. Don't.